All right, so Bill Gates is still buying up farmland and pushing this Agenda 2030. You will own nothing and be happy. So while everyone's being distracted by the January the 6th shit show, Gates is still moving forward with their agenda. New York Post, this was a couple of days ago, New York Post says Bill Gates' purchase of North Dakota farmland has locals livid. So people are getting upset. He's buying all his damn farmland. It says an entity with ties to billionaire Bill Gates bought over 2,000 acres of potato farmland in northern North Dakota, prompting the state's top prosecutor to intervene after complaints from local residents. So somebody's paying attention, finally, right? Says public records cited by Ag Week show that the Gates-linked Red River Trust bought the farmland from the owners of Campbell Farms, a potato farming group that is headquartered in Grafton, North Dakota, which is about 50 miles from the Canadian border. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring told KFYR that public reaction to the purchase has been largely negative. Says here in the quote, "I've gotten a big earful on this from clear across the state. It's not even from that neighborhood." That's what he said. Those people are upset, but there are others that are just livid about this. Yeah, Gates is, is a slimy bastard. And you see with all of these tax on food plants, and there was another food plant that just shut down in Tennessee, Curryville, Tennessee, another one. I think that was like number 100 since January of 2021. So the obvious move here is starving the people out. You know, starving the people out. And that's why, I do this show and people say, "Oh man, you're so negative, you're so negative." But I don't give a shit about Elon Musk buying Twitter. I don't give a shit about the January the 6th shit show. I'm not distracted. Mainstream media is bullshit. And whatever they're promoting on mainstream media is not relevant. It's not important. It's just a shit show. It's a sideshow. It's a distraction. Look at all the cattle that died. Look at all of the food plants have been burned down or destroyed or shut down, right? That's what's important. So anyways, Gates is continuing his move, man. And, it's not just him. I believe he's following the orders of some pretty high-level people, even above him. And it's come to a point now where it's just a matter of time. They're talking about a major recession coming up. And you never know, man. You never know. We don't really even know just how bad things are really going to be. With all of the reports from alternative media about food plants shutting down, supply chain issues. Also Ukraine burned grain. They burned wheat. The troops were burning grain. and they got caught doing it. So you got a lot of that going on around the world. All right, poisoning cattle, blaming it on climate change. So there's an obvious push here for, you know, a famine, starvation of the people. So it's no surprise to me that this guy, Bill Gates, is buying up all the farmland. He's been doing it since, I believe, early 2021. And the fact checkers came out and said, it's not true. It's fact check. He is not the largest owner of farmland in the United States. But that was just about 6 months after all the major news outlets were reporting that he was. So anyway, you can't trust anything in mainstream media. Let me get back to this article right here. It says, Gates, the billionaire tech mogul and philanthropist, whose net worth was pegged by Bloomberg at $113 billion, has quietly amassed nearly 270,000 acres of farmland across the country, according to the Associated Press. Now, see, this was supposed to be debunked, but you got the Associated Press basically saying that, you know, this man is acquiring all of this farmland. So mainstream media can't make up their mind. And again, this article here is coming from the New York Post. Says the Microsoft co-founder is considered the largest private owner of farmland in the country, with some 269,000 acres across dozens of states, according to last year's edition of the Land Report 100, an annual survey of the nation's largest landowners. So the trustee of Red River Trust is Peter Headley, who identifies himself on his LinkedIn page as head of agriculture investment management at Investment Management Co. A 2020 article by NFU Mutual Charitable Trust claimed that Headley once headed an entity called Cottonwood, all right, which was described as an AG investment platform for Bill and Melinda Gates. So anyways, this is why I do this. I do this show to stay on top of the news myself. It helps me stay on top of the news, and it helps me to stay focused on what's really going on and not get caught up in the media political BS, you know, whose tweet was meaner today. You know what I mean? With the Roe versus Wade shit show, and you got crazy libtards melting down in the street, you know, and you got conservatives celebrating and libtards are painting red blood on themselves and dropping off baby dolls at Supreme Court justices' homes and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. This is what I'm paying attention to. Food crisis, supply chain issues, Agenda 2030, right? Artificial intelligence, trying to merge man with machine, smart cities. That's what I'm paying attention to. And that's what you should be paying attention to, because that's the real agenda. The real agenda isn't, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, but the real agenda isn't Roe versus Wade. And by the way, they're still going to have abortions. They're just giving it to the states. Right? Again, sideshow distraction while they implode the entire country and really the entire world. The entire world is being destroyed. And I believe it was the big New Brzezinski that said, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was Zbigniew Brzezinski that said in his book, I think it was the Grand Chessboard, that the U.S. would be the first and only true superpower and that it would collapse into a new world order. And that's the point of Build Back Better. Build Back Better means to destroy and rebuild, right? Build Back Better, destroy, rebuild. That's all it means. And so that's what they're doing. They're destroying what you see today as whatever the system as it is today, and they're rebuilding it into the image of the New World Order. You will own nothing and you will be happy, right? You will not have freedom of speech. Will not, eventually you won't have the right to bear arms. I'm just saying what their game plan is. I know you're going to say, oh, my dead body. But this is what their plans are. You will own nothing, be happy. You will not have freedom of speech. You will not have the right to bear arms. These false flags are going to lead to that. All right? These false flags are going to lead to that at some point. They're going to try it. Whether they're able to do it or not, that's one thing. You can debate that all day long. But it's not going to stop them from trying. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, the globalists throw shit against the wall to see what sticks. The 2020 pandemic is something that was a long time in the making. People forgot about the H1N1 swine flu. They tried to push one then. Okay? It didn't work. They came back years later. Right? That's how they do. They'll try it once. If it doesn't work, they'll learn from that mistake, collect data, collect information, and come and repackage it, and they'll come back with an even better strategy. That's what they do, and they have the money. They have the money. They have the people in power, the people in position. They didn't have the people in position at that time during the supposed swine flu outbreak. You had the Ebola. Remember that? That was a big scare also. They weren't in position to be able to really cause mass hysteria and an actual global worldwide pandemic. Just something to think about. Okay, now this is something I normally wouldn't even discuss or even bring up because of the shit show that I'm always talking about. But, you know, it's all politics and bullshit. But this is from the Gateway Pundit. Judge clears Trump of contempt in New York Attorney General's witch hunt probe. Now, the reason I brought this up is because this is a good example of what I was talking about before, about how everything is nothing but a distraction while the real news is just being buried and suppressed, right? Literally, food plants being burned, shut down, cattle being poisoned. All of this is happening in real time. And what are these ass wipes talking about? January the 6th, we are approaching July 2022. They're still talking about January 6th, 2021. This is intentional. Nothing is going to happen, in my opinion. All this news, all this BS, all the noise that they made coming out of New York, we're going to get Trump, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And this is what happens. Judge clears Trump of contempt in New York Attorney General's witch hunt probe. Again, it's from the Gateway Pundit. It says, last month, a New York judge agreed to lift a civil contempt charge against President Trump if he pays a pays $100,000 in fines, right? Says a judge on Wednesday ruled Trump is no longer in contempt after failing to turn over subpoenaed documents in New York Attorney General Letitia James' witch hunt probe. Now, she built her whole, she built her whole career damn near on saying she's coming after Trump. I think she said something like she's going to be a pain in his ass or something like that. Something along those lines. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she said something to that effect, right? Nothing's going to come out of this shit. It's a distraction. One thing, if you watch the, Monograph, if you watch his channel, you may not agree with everything he say, but one thing he says all the time, and I agree with it, this is the greatest show on earth. We are watching a movie. Okay? Now, I know the letter 17ers are going to say, yeah, it's a movie, it's scripted because Patriots in control and yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. I wish somebody would do something. Because I'm sick of this shit. I've had enough of this movie. You know, me personally speaking. Now, some people may feel different. Some people may be enjoying the show. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick and tired of it. Every day there's something new. Trump is in trouble for this. Trump is being charged with this. Trump is being this. Trump. Nothing happens. And you got idiots and morons that still believe that he's going to jail. And somehow they still captivate these people. They still captivate, and not CNN, of course, because CNN has no audience, but I'm amazed at the fact that some people are still really this stupid that they can't see. But it's mainly because they're not paying attention to the other things that are happening in the world. Common sense would tell you if you had 100 food plants shut down in a year and some change, that should be the number one topic. Dead cattle. That should be the number one topic. The coming recession. That should really be the number one topic. I mean, hell, you even got the crypto bloodbath. All of a sudden, crypto just went out of nowhere. So, this is a shit show. And I'm sick of it. You know? I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I feel like at this point, somebody needs to do something. At some point. Somebody needs to do something. Somebody's ass needs to go to jail or shut the hell up. Either lock somebody up or shut the hell up at this point. The deep state is getting desperate, and they're trying their best to pretty much reshape the internet as they are losing the information war. And it's obvious that no one cares about their little stupid January 6th committee bullshit, excuse me. But it's getting to the point where they're losing so badly that they're trying their best to just shut everyone up that is in opposition. Here's the problem. They can't shut everyone up, okay? If they had the majority of the people, it would be a lot easier for them to censor just a few deplorables. So anyway, with that being said, let me get this. This is from Summit News, Paul Joseph Watson. Fact checkers demand YouTube censor competitors because no one is watching their content. All right, which shows you how desperate these people are. And this, again, is showing you that they are losing the information war. If nothing else, they're losing that. Fact checkers are demanding that YouTube send some more videos for misinformation, with one of the reasons being that no one is watching their content. It says the censorship demand was made during the Global Fact 9, a fact-checking conference organized by the International Fact-Checking Network. Isn't that about a bitch? The International Fact-Checking Network. Amazing. These people are amazing. It says here in the quote, as an international network of fact-checking organizations, we monitor how lies spread online. And they're the ones doing the lying. They want their lies to stand out the most, though. It says, we monitor how lies spread online, and every day we see that YouTube is one of the major conduits of online disinformation and misinformation worldwide. This is significant. This is a significant concern among our global fact-checking community. Oh, whoa. The IFCN previously wrote in a letter to YouTube. So you had the YouTube CEO, forget her name, but she was at, what was it, the one of those globalist conferences. I can't even remember the name of it offhand. I can't remember what it was, but it says here, during the conference itself, Angie Jubanek-Holland, editor-in-chief of PolitiFact, complained that fact-checker groups are struggling because no one is interested in watching their content. It says, quote, YouTube does not seem to raise accurate, credible information in its algorithms, as if YouTube isn't censored enough, right? Like, I can't even, I had a channel, wasn't a huge channel, but I had I would say I had a lot of views at one point in time, especially during the Wild West days of YouTube, when you can pretty much say anything, you know, circa 2013, 14, 15, before things got really stupid over there. But it's already heavily censored. But they want even more censorship, okay? Even more. But it says here, we had a lot of experience with YouTube making videos of fact-checking content. It doesn't seem to do very well, end quote. That's what Holland said. And she went on to say, I think most news organizations are extremely frustrated with your platform, she added. Oh, wow. No, what they're saying is, they've lost the narrative. People are checking out. They're tuning out. They don't give a damn about the fact checkers because the fact checkers have proven to be full of shit. And now at this point, they are trying to figure out a way to get control of the narrative again, and they've lost it. Even the normies are starting to realize that these people are full of shit. Now, they're still stupid people. There's still a lot of idiots that don't know exactly what the hell is going on in the world. They don't know what's going on. But I'm saying all that to say this. Internet 2.0, being forced to use facial recognition and all of that, I think that's coming. Or at least they're going to attempt to. We can't say exactly what they're going to do anymore because they've been trying to do a lot of things, and a lot of things that they've tried to do have been shut down. But I know that they're at least going to attempt it. Matter of fact, reclaimthenet.org published an article. California Bill 2273 will require websites and apps to verify visitors' ID. Okay. So that's something that I'm pretty sure at some point, I always talk about false flag this and staged events and problem, reaction, solution. So I would guess, you know, just me taking a guess, that when they do have this next major, whatever it is, staged event, false flag or whatever it is, it will be one to shut down the net. And when the net comes back up, when the internet comes back up again, you're going to have to use not only your ID, but, you know, facial recognition and all of that. I honestly believe that. All right. Or at least they're going to attempt to. You know, they're going to try. Okay. Just because they fail to get certain laws passed doesn't mean that they're not going to try again. They're going to try. They're never going to stop trying. Basically, what these people do is they throw shit against the wall and they see what sticks. That's basically what they do. They'll try anything, just like with the monkeypox. You know, it was throwing shit against the wall. They knew that it was a long shot. They knew that people were basically over the pandemic and everything else, but they had to throw something against the wall to see what would happen, to see how people would react. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, see how the people react to it, and then they come with the solution. Matter of fact, they ordered millions of vaccines for monkeypox. Millions of dollars worth of vaccines for it. Okay, again, throwing shit against the wall to see what will stick. The next major staged event, I believe, will be a cyber attack, though. And they will set up the new version of the internet. And we could very well see your BitChutes and your Rumbles and everything else get shut down. Because, and I'm saying that because these people are in a panic. They're in a panic. They are losing so badly. And you know damn well they're not going to just hand over power like that. Okay? They're not going to just hand over power. There's no way in hell. Do you know how important media, mainstream media, is to the globalist elites? Do you know how important that is? It is the control of the minds of the people. That's the narrative. If people aren't tuning in, look at CNN. Look at how bad their ratings are. They can't get 500,000 people in certain cases. They're not getting a million in their prime time slots. CNN. See, sometimes we kind of just like we laugh at it, but also you got to look at how desperate they are. And when desperate people are in desperate situations, they tend to do desperate things. Okay? They tend to throw a Hail Mary bomb. Okay? Fourth quarter. There's 1 second left on the clock. Okay? They're at the 50-yard line. They're going to throw a Hail Mary into the end zone. And whatever they got to do to regain control, they're going to do it. They're not going down without a fight. So while we're laughing and mocking, and yeah, it's fun to make fun of them, But at the same time, just know whatever they can do, they're going to do it. And the thing is, we don't know just how much control they still have or what is it that they're actually able to do. We don't know what's real and what's fake anymore. But I do know that if they have the power to, they will shut down the damn net. Not permanently, but they will damn sure shut it down if they can. And you've had top officials go on 60 Minutes claiming that Russia is going to shut down the net, Russia's cyber attacking. And I know that that was a few months ago, right? However, you must remember this. They often plant seeds, right? They plant seeds. It could be a year prior to their to whatever it is they're going to do. It could, you know, look at Osama. All right. For years, CNN was interviewing Osama. He was supposed to have been on the FBI's top most wanted list, but CNN was doing interviews with the man. Like they couldn't like the FBI couldn't find him. Right? He was some dude and, you know, running around from cave to cave hiding. But yet CNN reporters were able to go and interview him. This is like in the 90s, like in the late 90s. So, but they were planting seeds prior to 2001. So, again, they've already planted this seed in the minds of the dumb, dumb, stupid-ass normies, right? That don't know any better. You know, the idiots that sit and watch LeBron James tweets or Will Smith and Chris Rock and, you know, those people, all they know is that they clicked it. They were surfing through the television and they heard something real quick about a Russian cyber attack may happen. Right? So if they do shut down the damn net, guess what? They've already put that thought into certain people's heads. I know I'm rambling, but it's just my opinion. It's just something I guess you can call it, but game theory, strategy, you know, just thinking like how my enemy would think. All right, a little bit of political news here. It's coming from the Red State. It says Adam Schiff hardest hit as bad news for Capitol riot obsessed Dems gets even worse. It says the writing on the wall for Democrats as far as the midterm elections are concerned has been obvious for quite some time now. But fresh polling out on both the sham ongoing Capitol riot investigation and also on what direction a majority of Americans feel America is headed provides further evidence that Democrats are likely to face a red tsunami in November. And I'm so, that's another thing. I can't wait to this till December, right? Not even November, December. I'm just sick of it on both sides. You know, maybe it's just my mood today. I'm tired of hearing about this red wave. Even myself, I'm just, oh my God, I'm just sick of it all. Wish we'd get this shit show out the way already. Are they gonna pull a false flag? We'll see. And I think so. I believe so. But I just want to get this crap out the way. But anyway, polling shows that Americans don't give a damn about the January the 6th investigation, and anyone with a brain would know that already. But it was a CBS news poll. Matter of fact, let me see here. It says, first up, this is from the redstate.com. It says, first up, poll from CBS News / YouGov. Says, which shows that on priorities on the priorities list for the American people. Investigating the Capitol riot ranked very low on the list with no shit. Says the top concerns for voters were inflation, the economy, and crime. All issues Biden has been polling poorly on for months now. I could have told you that. Don't need a poll for that. But there you have it, man. Nobody's watching this crap, but they still force feed it into the news. And that's why I'm just sick of it all. And you know what? We're far from over. It's far from over. We're not even close to getting past this crap. Because after this, you still got the mess in New York with Trump in New York. And then you got Trump in Georgia. It's the greatest show on earth. It's a real shit show, man. And it just will never, ever end. It says, relatedly, the latest AP NORC poll shows that an overwhelming and growing majority of people believe the nation is on the wrong track. That includes a whopping 78% of Democrats. No, that can't be right. Maybe it is. I don't know. I think Democrats are stupid. So, I mean, the average, anybody that's a Democrat in 2022, jump off a fucking bridge. Excuse me. Excuse me. I know I'm, you know, just do us all a favor. You know, not supposed to talk like that. This isn't the show for that. But still, this is how I feel. I apologize, but I don't apologize. 78% of Democrats feel like the country is heading in the wrong direction. Well, no shit. Really. It says an overwhelming growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction, including nearly 8 in 10 Democrats, according to a new poll that finds deep pessimism about the economy plaguing President Joe Biden. 85% of U.S. adults say the country is on the wrong track, and 79% describe the economy as poor, according to a new survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. The findings suggest Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for the Democrat. Biden doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know what planet he's on. And there's rumors that Gavin Newsom is supposedly going to be the chosen one to replace Biden in 2024. If this country comes under the control of Gavin Newsom, you're going to see something bigger than a civil war. Okay. That will be the truest nightmare scenario. I would damn near, and I know that I'm going to sound crazy, but I would damn near rather have crazy Bernie Sanders than Gavin Newsom. You want to talk about a dictator piece of shit. Gavin Newsom is, he showed us during the pandemic who he is. Okay. I don't even want to hear that white hat, black hat stuff. That dude is a tyrant, a turd. Okay? That guy, him and Justin, he reminds me of Trudeau, Justin Trudeau. They're like the same person. They have to be related. Unless you're telling me that Gavin Newsom is cloned. There's nothing about that dude, man. You can see how many people are just leaving California and going to Texas. And the problem is, you got all these goddamn commie, retarded, liberal vote blue no matter who dumbass is moving to Texas, and they're going to end up blueifying Texas. You know, I remember down in Florida, this man was putting down, he was putting up signs on people's cars saying, don't turn my state blue or something like that. You know, in other words, because down in Florida, people from New York were flocking, especially during the pandemic and after the pandemic, they were flocking to Florida. And he put up signs for all these New York license plates saying, hey, don't come here. Don't libtard my state. You know, you remember what you left and leave it there, you know? Anyway, I'm sick of the whole red wave thing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I just hope we can get through this mess without it really getting bad, like really, really bad. But I got a feeling it will. Now, the interesting thing is, if they have riots, that's going to be bad for them. That's going to be bad for the Dems, right? Because it's going to be happening on Biden's watch. And it's going to be bad, especially trying to gin up support for this January 6th bullshit investigation. So I don't know. That's going to be a tough way to go. They kind of backed into a corner as far as the whole rioting thing goes. Plus, people are just over it. You know, when you really think about it, as much as they made it, with all the coverage over Roe versus Wade, people really didn't do shit, to be honest. You just had a bunch of libtard meltdowns on TikTok. You had a bunch of libtards paint blood on themselves and drop baby dolls in front of justices' homes and stupid shit like that. They've made a lot of threats. But they really haven't done anything because, to be honest with you, it's really just people wanting to be upset about something. But they're really not that pissed off. They're not as pissed off as they're pretending to be. Okay. The same thing when they said if Trump wins the election, I'm moving to Canada. None of those people did that. Right? None of those people did that. And it's the same thing. So the optics would be really bad if they had a major riot. See, they had the green light when Trump was there with the George Floyd, and you had the Chaz and the autonomous zones and what was it? Was it Seattle? I think it was Seattle and Oregon. Man, it was crazy, man. 2020 was crazy. And they did all of that. But Trump was in the White House. That's why it was important for him to leave. Now they're in a situation where they want to turn up and they want to get crazy and get active and violent. They want to promote violence and get violent. But the problem is, if they do it, well, it's happening on a Democrat's watch. It's not good for optics. So with that being said, I'm going to stick to what I've been saying. August, September. Get ready. If there was ever a time when they would really shut down the grid or do something really stupid, you know, cut the damn internet if they can. Whatever it is that they have up their sleeve, late August, September, they're going to pull it, and they're going to ride it through October. If they have anything. We'll see. Maybe there's some truth. Maybe there is something going on in the background. And, you know, there's some kind of operation going on. I don't know. I do know this. All of these food plants being closed down, dead cattle. I don't know, man. That's not good. You know, the border's being overrun. Crime is through the roof. You know, it's bad. It really is, man. So if they're doing some kind of operation, I wish they would at some point wrap it up soon. Rather sooner rather than later, right?